Good morning. Welcome to our Monday morning chapel. Today we are honored to have with us members of the Bethany Auxiliary, an organization that's been around for probably more than 85 years and meets on our campus usually annually in the fall like today. They love Bethany College. Many of them are with us today and often find different projects to use that they can help support things at the college. Recently, they blessed us with the gift of new Trinity pyramids because the green pyramids fade so quickly due to all the sunlight in the summer. We have those on the altar today. The one on the pulpit is going to be on the lectern, actually. They sent us the wrong size for the one on the pulpit, so that will be over here, and this will be on the baptismal font. But today we'd like to begin our worship with the dedication of our new pyramids. And let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we give you thanks for the daily preaching of your word in this place, by which you gather your holy Christian church. May these pyramids now be dedicated to the enhancement of our worship, that we may know you, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and someday worship you at your eternal throne in the world to come. We ask it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We join in our opening hymn.
Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the sixth chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, beginning with the 24th verse. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed a seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in him who he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you bread from heaven, But it is my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us to your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Ever since Adam and Eve were removed from the Garden of Eden, mankind has been on a quest to regain the Tree of Life. Now, this search has taken many different forms over the years. Still, the quest for eternal life and immortality remains the same. In one popular telling of this story, Knights of the Round Table search the globe in search of the Holy Grail. In another instance, Spanish explorers scoured the New World in hopes of finding the famed Fountain of Youth. Even today, the quest for the lost Tree of Life still looms large in our midst, for the medical industry has given birth to a whole industry dedicated to this purpose, to the purpose of reversing the aging process. Yet what is driving this quest? What is driving all this research? It is none other than the fear of death. In our text for today, Christ has concluded the quest for the Tree of Life, for he has reopened the gates of paradise. For in contrast to the Tree of Life, Christ offers us something far more valuable and far more wonderful. Let us then hear the words of Jesus, I am the bread of life. Our text for today jumps in just as Christ had fed over 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. This miracle not only satisfied the hungry crowd, but it also provided 12 baskets of leftovers. But when Jesus realized the crowd wanted to take him by force and make him their bread king, he departed from them. Still, they pursued after him. To this, he responded, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Not much has changed since the time of Christ. The world is still full of seekers. For some are seeking truth. Others are seeking enlightenment. So others are just wondering what's the meaning of it all. In contrast to these seekers, we might think ourselves above such ethereal concerns. And yet we are seekers too. Seekers whose desire is often nothing more than to satisfy our more base desires. For we have become materialists, connoisseurs of the carnal wares, whether it be an insatiable hunger for money, for fame, for power, for security in this life, or even to the extension of our meager life on this world. We consume our time in pursuit of them. We hoard them, and still we long and hunger for more. For we have amassed piles on this earth of what does not satisfy. And yet we scurry about our lives like nervous little squirrels, squirreling away what we probably will never even find again. The prophet Isaiah rightly asks us, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? In the same way, these Jews in our text were not looking for a savior from sin. Rather, they were perfectly content to have a Messiah who would keep dishing them out handouts. And yet when Jesus spoke of a food that endures to eternal life, they asked him this question. They say, what must we do to do the works God requires? What an illuminating question. For when they realize that Jesus has some better kind of bread, suddenly they're willing to offer something in exchange for it. To this, our Lord responds, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. In other words, faith is a work of God, not something that we drum up in ourselves to offer in exchange to God. It is a gift of God. And it's through that very same God-given trust that God offers us a bread that will do far more than add more years to this veil of tears. Now, after the Jews demanded a sign, the sign of Moses, our Lord revealed himself as the greater Moses, the second person of the most holy Trinity, who along with the Father and the Holy Spirit provided manna in the desert for the children of Israel. For St. John says, surely he is, Jesus is, the prophet who has come into this world, the greater Moses long foretold in Deuteronomy 18. For Moses gave the law, but Jesus gave grace and truth. Moses passed through the sea, but our Lord walked on top of it. Moses provided bread in the wilderness, and yet Jesus is the very bread of heaven. He is the original wonder bread, the very bread of angels, the bread that angels long to consume. He is the one who came down from heaven and destroyed death upon a tree so that the tree of life could once again bud forth with fruits of eternal life. In this way, our Lord has once again opened up the gates of paradise and offered life everlasting to each and every one of us. I am the bread of life, says Christ. While these Greek words, ego eimi, that is, I am, doesn't seem like a big deal for us, it was a very big deal for the Jews. For when Moses asked so long ago, who should I say sends me? The Lord God on Mount Sinai says, I am, has sent you. Thus, when Christ said, I am the bread of life to those Jews, he was saying, I am the very one who sent Moses. Brothers and sisters, when we take eat of this bread and life, we eat not ordinary food, for we are consuming the very deity itself by means of Christ's glorified humanity. St. John writes, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. For Christ will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorified body. This same bread of heaven also offers us comfort in this fleeting war-torn existence. When World War II was coming to an end, the Allied armies gathered up many hungry orphans. They placed them in camps where they were well fed. And yet, despite excellent care, they slept quite poorly. They seemed nervous and afraid. Finally, a psychologist came up with a brilliant solution. He gave each child a piece of bread to hold in their hands as they went to bed that night. The little children were not to eat that piece of bread. They were just to hold it in their hands. And yet that piece of bread produced miraculous results. For the children went to bed knowing instinctively that they would have food the next morning. That simple guarantee gave the children a restful and contented sleep. Just like the psychologist, God the Father offers to each one of us here today his Son, the bread of life, in word and sacrament, so that you too and I can hold him in our hands and never fret again. For those who ate the manna died. But as Jesus says, those who eat Christ will never die. Thus St. Augustine rightly says that every single person has a God-shaped vacuum in his soul. We can try to fill that cavity with a host of other things. But finally, the only thing that's really going to satisfy our hunger for redemption and our thirst for salvation is Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Here at the altar of our Lord, the quest has finally come to an end. Pray we share that bread with others. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. You may rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And let us pray. Merciful Father, you give your Son, Jesus Christ, as the heavenly bread of life. Grant us faith to feast on him in your word and sacraments, that we may be nourished into life everlasting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We now continue with hymn 250 in the hymnals before you. And notice we will be singing selected verses.
Please be seated.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all.
A pleasant good morning to all of you, and a special welcome to our visitors, the Women's Auxiliary for Bethany Lutheran College. We are very pleased to have you on our campus this morning. I see that you have a full program today for the Auxiliary, and I'm really excited about that. And what I believe that you will hear and see in our program today is that there is a real sense of optimism here at our Bethany Lutheran College. We continue to be abundantly blessed by our Almighty God, and we continue to carry out our mission to equip young people for productive and meaningful lives in whatever vocation God may lead them into, and most importantly, to share with them that good news of a Savior, Jesus Christ, that we all so desperately need. A couple highlights on the year are simply that we have new majors this year at Bethany Lutheran College, and we actually have more new majors, God willing, in the works for next year. We have a flourishing online program, meaning that today we offer about 16 different courses online to learners, students here at Bethany, as well as high school students from around the country. Our retention at Bethany, again, of first-year students has hit an all-time high. And both our full-time and our total enrollments at Bethany are up again this year. You see, we certainly have much for which to be thankful at Bethany. So thank you, Auxiliary. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of Bethany Lutheran College. Thank you for the support that you give us. Thank you for the testimonies that you share among your families and in your congregations about the good things going on at Bethany. It's all truly appreciated. So we ask that God be with you today and always, and that you have a very enjoyable Auxiliary Day program. God's blessings to all.